sent you to the wholesale.
Take it.
Send you to hospital. I'd like to tell you that we're more than happy to be able to do this, really. I'm glad that we're the ones that are able to do it.
Well, thank you, Elvis. I really can't understand why anybody wouldn't want this very beautiful and historical vessel. I wish I could afford to buy it myself for my own use and maintain it, but naturally I'm not that financially fit. But on behalf of St. Jude Hospital of Memphis, Tennessee, our hometown.
Our hometown.
You betcha. The Children's Research Center there thanks you very much.
You're very welcome.
The diseases that are being fought there, leukemia, muscular dystrophy, sickle cell anemia, and all the horrible diseases killing our children. Also, thank you. I mean, the scientists
well,
are fighting the diseases.
I'm happy they were the ones to be able to do it.
What do you plan to do with this vessel now that it's yours?
Well, now that St. Jude Hospital has taken over this vessel, we naturally plan to try to sell it or sell it as soon as is humanly possible because we're not interested in a commercial venture of any kind or a sightseeing vessel, although it certainly should be enshrined. I'm surprised that it hasn't been.
Certainly should. We'll have another auction out here with people bidding like we had before?
I don't know. We have several private buyers already interested. I don't think that we will go through the hassle of an auction.
I don't think so either.
We will just discuss it with the interested parties and give it to the...
If we do, we'll come by it again.
We'll come and buy it again.
Mr. Pressman, what did you think when the market of diamonds said they weren't interested in it? What transpired there?
Well, I could understand the reason for it, really. I was a little surprised, you know, but I could understand the reason for it.
Were you ever afraid you might not be able to get rid of it?
Well, that wasn't the case, you know, because that was the reason for it, with the March of Dimes.
No, frankly, I happen to know, and I know Elvis is a little too modest to talk about it, but immediately after he purchased it, he could have sold it at a personal profit to himself. But that isn't why he bought it. He bought it with charity in mind. And he was there, and he felt that he could outbid the highest bidder, and he did. But his primary thinking, and still his thinking, was to turn it over to some worthy charity. And his first thought was the March of Dimes on a national basis, and they couldn't handle it. Well, I can understand that, too. Only volunteer organizations can handle a matter like this, because, you see, volunteers work much harder than paid people, by far. And all of our people are volunteers, and I know we have a half a dozen men who can handle this. For this ship and handle it.
Well, like I said, I can understand it.
Would you try to get more than $55,000 for the boat?
I wouldn't try to get any figure. I would try to get the best figure. We can use the money. We need it very badly. We still owe about $650,000 on a $6 million building, which isn't bad. It's only 2 years old. And it takes $1,300,000 that took that last year to run St. Jude's. Next year will be $1.5 million. And each year, the cost of running it goes up and up and up. So we'll do the best we can, get whatever we can.
Danny, what's your direct relationship with St. Jude?
I am the founder of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee.
Is it primarily a children's hospital?
It is a children's research center.
For what? All diseases?
Catastrophic diseases in children. At the present time, there are 13 different research projects going on.
I did a welcome to you, didn't I?
The money derived
yes.
from the sale eventually then will go towards more research, right?
More research, yes. Yes.
How did you first find out about the St. Jude's Foundation and the ALSAC Foundation?
I did a walk-on for Mr. Thomas in 1956, I believe it was.
Yes, at the Chicks ballpark.
Right.
At the Memphis Chick baseball team ballpark.
A little personal question. Did you?
And they built a hospital where my house used to be.
Yeah, we did. We built a hospital right where his house used to be.
It's true.
His old house, yeah.
Well, like I said, we can understand about the March of Dimes, but we're just as happy to be able to give it to this organization.
What happened to the Coast Guard auxiliary?
I beg your pardon?
What happened to the Coast Guard auxiliary?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't answer that, really.
I believe, I think that that was kind of an embarrassing situation. After all, the Coast Guard, you know, is the United States government. And I think that somebody thought it not in proper taste for the Coast Guard to take it and use its proceeds for some officers' club or something like
wasn't
that.
Wasn't there a story on the wire, Danny, relative to an overruling by the wives?
of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It was my intention.
I never heard that. I was not under the impression that the wives of the Coast Guards were running it, but they might be. They might be. Yeah. My wife runs me, I know that. I will make an effort to sell it. I would prefer that it be enshrined or preserved as a shrine to FDR. Forget this world. It's a strange thing, very, very strange, that this vessel should be embroiled in any kind of controversy or a ring around Rosie. They're playing ping pong with a memento of the history in the United States of America.
Mr. Thomas, in this connection, whether the vessel will eventually be preserved as a shrine and then up to the next owner.
That is right. That is right. We certainly can't tell the next owner what to do with the vessel.
Well,
I hope it's somebody.
That.
No, it won't. But I hope it. I hope they will preserve it as a shrine.
Personally, why did you not use it yourself?
Well, sir, I didn't buy it for myself, you know. Like I said, the reason that we bought it was for the March of Dimes. And they couldn't accept it.
Okay.
I can understand it. But I didn't buy it for myself.
Can you afford to keep it for yourself?
Could I afford to keep it for myself?
Gentlemen, you both have, you both have expressed now your sentiments on it. That's what I mean.
Sorry to say.
But Elvis,
any answer I gave you was sound.
I wonder if we could just talk about another topic. On this pleasant day here, what do you think about the Beatles?
The who? I knew this was going to happen. I knew.
What do we think about them?
I think
it's absolutely wonderful that a new outfit comes along in show business to excite the imagination of those whose imagination needs exciting. I think they're fine. They're just fine.
How about you, Mr. Presley?
Elvis? Well, I've heard of them, you know, about a year before. And the first time I saw them was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And the Colonel and I wished him the best of luck over here, you know, really. Because if these young people can come over here and do well, regardless of what crowd they impress, well, more power to them, really.
Well, many of us have gone to England and have taken
sure.
a lot of their money. Why shouldn't English come over here and take some of ours?
As long as they don't take anything from your fans.
They can't take our fans. There isn't any one of us in any media of show business, any of the medium, that's got all the fans. Nobody owns 180-some million people in this country.
That's true.
It takes a lot of us to please them all. We've all got our niche, and we're all making a living, and we're all very happy in our business, and we don't mind newcomers coming along who excite the imagination. I think when one place does business, it's good for the other place, too, you know. Competition is great.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to write a piece for me that does not have a boat for your personal pleasure. Have you ever thought of buying a boat just to, cruise around in? A yacht
for yourself? Well, in Memphis, there's no, except the Mississippi River, you know.
I think anybody...
I don't have that much time,
No,
really.
Besides, any actor who made good since 1945 can't afford a yacht. You haven't heard about taxes, ma'am. You're like my wife. She never heard of them either. She reads in the paper how much I make. That's how much she spends.
Elvis.
About the Beatles.
They're no competition to you, Elvis.
No. Well,
Good gosh, you're a motion picture star.
I don't even think like that, Mr.
Why,
Thomas,
certainly not. Certainly not.
So that's been true about every young performer, anybody in show business.
When you hand him the keys to the boat, I want him back because that's what I said.
Are they the keys to the boat?
Yeah, it is, really?
We get you both standing down.
How about it?
Yeah, stand up. Stand up. I want to tell you just be talking for a minute, then hold out the keys so I can see it.
We're with this T.I.V. wed.
Which bank is it? We don't need to be in this close.
Which bank is your social deposit box?
Yeah.
Back up, Phil. Find something.
Thank you, Mr.
very much, Elvis.
Well, if I seem to be a little nervous, gentlemen, it's because
well,
I am.
I don't know about that. I don't know about this kissing stuff, he said. That's a brotherly kiss, pal. Yeah. Oh, I have one. There we are. There's the keys. There's the bill of sale. Okay.
I beg your pardon, sir. No, sir, it took all the time to get it cleaned up. Well, I worked all night last night to get
hand the keys back.
Okay. This is a safety deposit box. This is a safety deposit box.
I think so. All right, boys.
One second, please.
Yeah, got the key job?
I set the thing up, but I can't.
Yeah, go what happened?
Elvis, pull the keys up like that. Danny, you get your finger on it.
Get away from that. I mean, nobody's going to buy it.
It's blank.
Another. No necessity for that.
Danny,
go ahead, Al.
One thing I would talk very much is I thought that maybe Elvis might have heard some of the Teen March promos running on the KFWB.
He was telling me about this.
Yes, the Teenagers March is conducted in the greater Los Angeles area by KFWB, and Al Wyman of KFWB is our chairman, and he's done a great job over there with Hawthorne and Joe Drilling, all the fellas, and all the DJs.
I wondered if maybe you heard some of the promos during the December campaign that we were having, and that might have had something to do with your giving the yacht to Al Sack today.
No, I wasn't here. You know, it's been about 3 months since I've been in town. But he was telling me downstairs about
it. We were talking about it, Al. He was out of town during the campaign.
About
yes,
how much
know.
Help the band had been. About
yeah, we took in $63,000.
$63,000.
The teenage mind.
Can I get a shot of you with the top number here?
All right. All kidding aside, I wish him the best of luck.
Well,
and I hope they do very well. Because I don't think like that. I've been too lucky myself. I've been too busy myself. I wish them the best of luck. I sincerely mean that, really. Them and anybody else. In this business.
They're supposed to
be. We tried them.
Look at that. And
they snagged
somewhere. Thanks a lot, Al.
Yes, sir.
The yacht would automatically go to the march. President Roosevelt's favorite
town. I
wanted to ask you another question, inside question about KFWB. I wanted to know if you were aware of the fact that we ran a special report on you called the Elvis Presley Mystery. Did you hear anything about that? Or did you get any response or fan mail from
it? Yes, I did. I didn't know exactly what it was. I tried to figure it out myself.
We did a special report. We had interviews with all kinds of people that knew you, and what we tried to do was to give the public an idea of what Elvis Presley was really like. We had interviews with Nick Adams and people that had worked with you in the past when you were on your way to the top. I just wondered if you had heard about it, and if you did, whether or not you had any response from the fans that you have to the program.
Well, I got response at my home, you know, and people were calling up and asking what it was and what was going on and everything. And then I went back to Memphis, and I got letters from people in L.A.
You think it all came from the fact that we were running this special report called the Elvis Presley Mystery?
I'm pretty sure that it did. In fact, it was a mystery to me for a long time, too.
Pardon?
It still is. It's been for all this time.
It's about Ray Reed in the most wide circulating fan. Don't drink it,
man. I saw that.
A real winner.
No, he's got a wig.
Oh, a wig, that's for you.